This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now, a look at local and regional news brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, and real hometown values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. With winter weather once again returning, don't forget to pack your emergency car kit. This can contain things such as an ice scraper, jumper cables, blankets, a first aid kit, warm clothing, a cell phone and charger, water, canned food, and much more. You can find a full list on the NHTSA's Facebook page. Saturday, February 28th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., there's an indoor garage sale over at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church. Most items are free will donation, and larger items will be priced. This will feature coffee and rolls as well, alongside a barbecue lunch by CCW. Silent auction baskets and free will donation baked goods will also be available. If you have questions or would like to donate a basket for the silent auction, you can contact Mike or Margie Novak at 715-474-2253. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, February 28th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. over at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church Hall in Catawba. For more news, go to trailmix.fm and 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Brume.
With Civic Media News, I'm Stace Keene. It's back-to-back for the Badger women. Wisconsin is back on top in women's college hockey. They beat top-seeded Ohio State 3-2 yesterday to win another national title. It's Wisconsin's ninth championship, the most in NCAA history. A man is facing multiple firearm, drug, and other related charges after being arrested on property owned by Girl Scouts in West Bend. A spokesperson with the Washington County Sheriff's Office says that Paul David ran a drug operation in a home on Camp Silver Lake with his wife and two kids. Girl Scout CEO Anna Simpson says an employee is now on leave for their alleged involvement and they're denying any knowledge of prior connections. David is out after posting a $75,000 bail and his next appearance in court is due in May. The idea of government-run grocery stores is getting talked about by a candidate who's running for governor. A new proposal would let Wisconsin open government-run grocery stores. That idea comes from members of the Legislative Socialist Caucus, including Francesca Hong, who says too many communities don't have access to affordable food. Their plan would be to spend about $100 million to launch and support a public option, which would focus on neighborhoods that need them the most. Some grocery stores that have closed recently say theft is one of the reasons that they have to cease operations. The bill doesn't have a path forward this session since lawmakers have already adjourned. And a resolution is aiming to remove funding towards the Flock automatic license plate reader for the Dane County Sheriff's Office. It cites concerns raised by people who live in the area, state policymakers, and privacy experts about data sharing and use beyond the system's original purpose. The resolution was introduced at a Dane County Board of Supervisors meeting on Thursday of last week. If adopted, it would remove the funding and prohibit further money from being used on that system. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers women win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's college hockey. The Wisconsin Badgers win the national title by beating Ohio State in the finals of the Frozen Four, 3-2. The Badgers' Claire Enright with the winning goal in the third period. The game played on the Penn State campus.
And here comes Enright to the net. Walks in. Oh, it's good!
No words, like I'm still in disbelief, but yeah, no shot is a bad shot, and I'm just so proud of everyone. We came together as a team and we just believed in each other.
The Badgers winning the national championship for a second year in a row. NBA, Bucks on the road tonight. On the West Coast, they face the Los Angeles Clippers. The Bucks coming off a win Saturday night in Phoenix. They beat the Suns 108-105. Baseball, Brewers got clobbered by the Cubs 12-0 to finish out their Cactus League schedule. They'll open a two-game exhibition series tonight in Milwaukee against the Reds before the season opener this Thursday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid 40s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a little light rain. We may see a little snow mix in at some point with lows dropping into the low 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.